This being a new month, we are moving to a new cause or organization for our outreach collections. By decision of our executive board, the outreach collections for the month of February will go for bike wing scholarships so that persons who would not otherwise be able to afford to do so can attend our White Wing School, and the White Wing Board taking note of all the great, wonderful contributions that Donna Perkheiser made both to the White Wing Committee and to this church have renamed that the Donna Perkheiser White Wing Scholarship. To say a little more about that is the director of White Wing, also a member of our congregation, longtime member of our congregation, Lori Conrad.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks everybody in the congregation. For those of you new to the church, or those of you who don't know much about White Wing, let me tell you a little bit about its history. We were founded by church members 45 years ago to provide a quality kindergarten program for church members and the community at large. As more communities offered public kindergarten, White Wing moved into offering a nursery school program for 3 and 4 year olds, along with our kindergarten classrooms. White Wing's philosophy has remained the same for the past 45 years, to offer hands-on, developmentally appropriate curriculum based on nurturing, secure relationships that foster the love of lifelong learning. White Wing is a nonprofit, non-sectarian school that is funded almost totally by tuition costs. Our enrollment is between 150 and 130 children annually. And some of you may have noticed our famous carpool line, if you were ever here between Monday and Friday, where we have about 80 cars lined up to drop off and pick up children. The church has supported White Wing in numerous ways, such as through custodial services, use of the RE wing, and other parts of the church. For many years, a line item was included in the church budget to provide scholarship money for one or two children to attend our school. Donna Perkheiser, who many of you may have known, passed away a little over a year ago, was a longtime church member and a church liaison to the White Wing Board. Grace, kindness, generosity, an arts advocate, and creative thinker are some of the words that come to mind when I think about Donna. She was an advocate and friend to White Wing. She was also a dedicated board member who put in much effort in helping us achieve our vision. I recall having a conversation with Donna about the importance of early childhood education and how we could get more funds for scholarships and tuition assistance for families in need. She had some elegant ideas about blending social justice actions with the church outreach fund in order to obtain more assistance for families not able to afford White Wing tuition costs. This year, thanks to last year's outreach efforts in memory of Donna, we were able to offer over $11,000 in tuition assistance and scholarships. Approximately $7,000 was collected from last year's Donna, the scholarship from Donna's family. Barbara Coomden also donated some monies from the book sales and a percentage of the proceeds from the church auction was included in these funds. White Wing also allocated $2,000 from its own operating budget, and our own fundraising committee contributed $2,234. From these funds, we were able to offer full scholarships this school year to two kindergartners, both children who live in Hudson. Hudson, if some of you don't know, is a community that does not offer public kindergarten. And two children who live in the French Hill area, one of whom has English as a second language. And we were able to offer tuition assistance to three other families. All of these families would not have been able to attend White Wing without financial assistance or scholarships. Some of these families were referred to our school from agencies such as Nashua Public Health and Area Agency. Our board has made a commitment to increase the number of families attending White Wing who need assistance due to living in poverty or who are unable to meet the cost of attending. Many of these families live in a church neighborhood. Research confirms that high quality early care and education experiences have positive effects on the academic performance of all children, especially low-income children, and children at risk for school failure. Studies of several state pre-kindergarten initiatives demonstrate that the benefits include higher math and reading scores, stronger learning skills, increased creativity, better school attendance, improved health, and greater involvement by parents in their children's education. I know that Donna would have been very pleased by our joint efforts, and on behalf of Whiteland School and the board, thank you very much.